Our sweetheart.
Is that what they say now?
Her boyfriend. Her boyfriend.
Okay, and she'd be his?
Sweetheart.
Or?
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, that he's been...
They don't have collars anymore, honey. He's been necking.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that? When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
broke up with him.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused?
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
broke it up.
And if they didn't break it up, you'd say they went ahead and got...
married?
Any joking ways of saying married?
Hitched.
Okay. Did you ever hear jump the broomstick?
No.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
best man.
What about the woman that stands with the bride?
She's called the maid of honor.
And what else does she have?
Oh, the bridesmaids, I guess.
Okay. Do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people in a community would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise, beat on pans and things. Do you ever hear of a serenade?
Over what?
Serenade or chivalry or
no,
belly?
No, when if they're going off anywhere on a short trip or anything, for a night or two, they would tie tin cans and all to the limousine, old shoes and things like that. That's the only thing I know.
Was anything done when you were married?
No. No, mine had to be very quiet because my mother objected very much. So we had to do it very, very quietly.
Is that what you wanted?
Oh, well, it really wasn't what I wanted, but I didn't want a big wedding and all this and that, but like I say, that if I had my life to live over again, that's one thing I wouldn't want, is to be scared to death for fear you're going to... everything was done in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the priest and we were all married in the right way and everything, but just that fear that somebody in your family is going to see you. And, but now you see my husband's people were happy over it. But and so it was just my mother-in-law that was there and my sister-in-law who stood for us and a very good friend of mine who we were raised together. So, that's a say. No, it isn't what I wanted. But like I say, I'd have another quiet wedding had I lived my life again. I'd want another quiet wedding, but I just want the fear.
Yeah, not so much tension. How do you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Baton Rouge? I saw him
up in Baton Rouge.
Okay, why would you say
I'd
up?
I'd say up, I don't know.
What if you're talking about Port Sulphur? You say, I saw him.
In Port Sulphur? I'm not too much into for direction, you know.
What about
Metairie? If I'd say over the river, out, I'd say out in Metairie. Now, I don't know whether that's up or out or what. And if I was say Kenna, I'd say I was up in Kenna.
What about Gretna?
Over the river.
Or you said he lives what the street? He lives?
Down this street.
Which is down and which is up the street?
That's down, although it's, that is north, but we still say down. That's where we're all mixed up. Up is south. That way is south.
Does that
fall over that river? Way is east, and that's, the river bends so much, you see. And they'll always say over on the west bank.